Blog Talk Radio.
All that shit going up. Peace, peace, everybody. What's good? All right, we in for a few more y'all to get in here. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Please, goddamn it, hit that like button. What's up? What's up, Queen? Last Kings, peace. Please hit that like. Now look, somebody sent me this shit. Mega, what's good, King? Somebody sent me this shit. I don't even know who this dude is. But you gotta get past the you know, his voice. Okay. Marley, what's good, family? James, Flower Bloom, what up? Bamboos, peace, King. You already know. Salute to you and yours. James was good. Let me ask a question real quick. Do y'all know who this dude is? Shaky? Or Shaky? Whatever the fuck his name is. What's up, Misty? Shay L, what up? Do y'all know who that is? He's on... Right, right, right. Did y'all see this before? Press 1. Because this shit crazy. Yeah, I know, Flower Bloom. Shrekky, you stupid. All right, you seen it? All right, cool. I want to hear y'all thoughts. Mo Red, what's up, love? Thank you, Beverly. Thank you for your donations. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button. And you know I'm going to say it. If you like to donate, show love to the platform, please do. E-man, what's up? All right. I ain't going to hold y'all. It's big on the internet for going in. Okay. Let's get it.
I know you lying to me. I know the girl that's trying to get my life out. Girl. Huh. Oh, y'all don't want that truth out, huh?
Look, the shit is for me. I got to get past his voice. I got to get past that.
Not the girl to get my life out, girl. Now, y'all know I'm driving. My hand ain't nowhere near the same, girl. Not the girl trying to get my life out. Y'all don't want that truth out, girl. And then I'll fuck this. bet you like that last freaking shit with them on you. No, I wasn't in the
play.
I was at the play.
All right, hold on. Last interjection. For those who already seen this, this came out 2 days ago. The ones who already seen it, do y'all believe what he's saying? Please let me know. Is he closer to INM? What is he, like some fashion designer or a stylist? Or I don't know. But you know that industry is definitely the gay mafia. All right? I'm trying to choose my words carefully, so I might delete this live by saying that. But please let me know. Oh, okay. Satobia. Oh, we got to talk to your moms about that, baby. And I say that with all due respect, but I'm kidding anyway. Satobia. I hear that hot shit. God damn.
Not reporting. What's going on?
Fuck a phobia. Satobia.
They politely told me my life had ended, girl. What does y'all want? What's the problem? It's not my fault. It's not my fault, girl. It is not my fault.
Okay, Bella Rose. Thank you.
I got a note. See, this is what I got. Bitch, I got a recording of their motherfucking old maid. Proof that she used to be their old maid. Telling all their fucking business. Oh, come on through. Come do that. Let me know. All right. Oh, I don't care what they say. I don't give a fuck. Girl, I was sleep thinking about dick. I don't worry about dick. Geisha Drag. Okay. I'm shaking. That's number one. So a bitch talking about me, bitch, that's what the fuck you supposed to work with me. Bitch, I made, bitch, I had two of them. Damn,
that's what you wanted to
say. Please keep talking. Maybe give me something to talk about. Girl, and I'm not even here for all that, bitch. I be doing my, I'm gonna be chilling. But at the end of the day, girl, it is what it is. Fuck him, fuck everything they got going on, and fuck what I'm about to tell the world about something. If Miss motherfucking... Girl, if this motherfucking episode, this motherfucking bad episode, this bad walking episode of fucking botched, don't motherfucking sit her motherfucking, excuse me, this bitch walking around with potato sacks stuck in her fucking ass, looking big, at the top, big, at the bottom looking ass, motherfucking, she don't sit her fucking stupid ass down, look like the fuck her lips about to fall off, bitch, and she motherfucking have something, and she want people on a motherfucking post commenting, bitch, don't you got a fucking surgery or something, that you get to go get nip tucked in your motherfucking, drawn together looking ass, bitch, don't you got something to worry about like that, number one, and number two, motherfucker, don't you, listen, you can't, no nigga ain't happy with you, no nigga like you to stick your finger or something up in his asshole for him to nut, bitch, you got bigger problems to worry about than what the fuck the bitch is talking about on the internet, so fuck wrong with you. Bitch, you can't, bitch, I ain't never had no problem like that out of no motherfucking nigga, bitch. Girl, how the fuck am I punk and don't have the problems you have? Your nigga is freaking fruit as a motherfucker to where you couldn't even make him happy, to where you had to go con motherfucking other young women into your motherfucking basement, tie them up, and try to do some more freaking shit just so this nigga could nut. The fuck wrong with you? And you worry about the motherfucking comments on Instagram, bitch, you got bigger problems. The fuck wrong with you, bitch? No problem is not what the fuck going on in the motherfucking internet.
Can I say something real quick? Now, y'all know that certain people in the industry that, you know, like him, you know, they get the scoop. They get closer to the inner circles. And, you know, they talk. So, I don't know if he's reaching, yoga stretching, or trying to, you know, clout chase and shit like that. But sometimes you got to take certain things in consideration due to the fact that you can't get through those certain doors if you don't do some things. It's something strange for a piece of change. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to get your peanut butter dug out. So you could tell he like his peanut butter dug out. So So he's getting that A1 scoop. So I don't know.
Yeah, bitch, no problems with what's going on in your motherfucking bedroom. That are dozens torture chamber that you motherfucking call a bedroom. That you got motherfucking tubes and analyses in that bitch. And then the true part about it is they say that you not even getting fucked in the ass. The fuck wrong with you? And you worry about a bitch on the motherfucking internet, bitch? Girl, you look like a bitch looking like, sitting up there looking like Tony Blair, bitch. What the fucking people? Wilbur, bitch. That's your new name. Fuck is Wilbur, bitch. But you need to humble yourself, girl, because it could get real, bitch. And do you want to get into all these motherfucking loans and shit that you motherfucking got? Your motherfucking credit score ain't too high neither, bitch. You got your debt to income ratio fucked up, sister. All your motherfucking cars banked out, bitch. You ain't got no money for real. You done got canceled from everything you do, everything you did. No shade. It is what it is. We're talking about a motherfucker freeloading off of you, bitch. You ain't nothing to freeload off of. That's number one. Your time has been paid. And then his time, girl, and his time is paid too. Bitch, nobody listen to that fucking shit no more, bitch. Make a new song. But y'all got so much to talk about. What about, did you get your motherfucking, get that hyena, that motherfucking mutt that y'all have in Florida, the Rule 56? Because he be playing your husband like a motherfucking, see how that works for him. Because he be playing your husband like a do-boy. Your husband is really Erica Mina the 56. Got him on that motherfucker, you and your snout. Make this song should be, if I was a young warthog, bitch, that should be your next motherfucking song. Bitch, ass cheeks falling out all y'all, your ass, skinny leg, having hope. Bitch, you must, girl. Wait a second, what I gotta do, girl. It's gonna be tomorrow. What's tomorrow? It's Friday? What day is Thursday? It's probably gonna be tomorrow, y'all. No shit, because I got, like, my product was going to school, so I have to do some stuff. And some shit needs to be done. I put like $98,000 into this shit, bitch, and I'm trying to get this shit to where it's supposed to be, bitch. No shit, so I got shit to do. That comes first. My money comes first over anything. There's no shit to do. Launching this motherfucking shit is a fucking headache. Either with a distributor, a manufacturer, and a motherfucking insurance company that does not want to see motherfucking eye to motherfucking eye. Bitch. Girl, when I tell you, bitch, this motherfucking little piglet, bitch. I'll be looking so pretty, bitch. Didn't have the audacity. And then she be thinking she eat it up. That's what fucks me up about the whole thing, girl. She really thinks she young for real. Bitch, you got to keep your man happy. That's probably be the first thing you worry about. You got a whole nigga that you got to do more and more freaky shit to every motherfucking 5 minutes. You got to do more and more freaky shit to this motherfucking nigga every 5 fucking minutes. Bitch, when you have to start fucking in the ass and fucking seeing your fingers, sticking your thumb in his butt tonight and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got problems, sister. If I was a young warthog, look at that. Girl, you got some shit. You got problems, sister. I can't help you with that. I'm not the one. So, and don't blame yourself, because you should have motherfucking helped and you should have motherfucking had that mutt, that dog.
First of all, that nigga money gotta be long, because you know that's defamation, and you know T.I. definitely got money, and his money is long. So I don't know if he put. Do y'all think that he understand that that's defamation? You understand what I'm saying? So I mean, if he know, I'm pretty sure he know what he's talking about, but at the end of the day, if they sue for defamation or whatever, their money is long. You understand? It's long. But the only way he can win, if all his evidence is substantial and it's accurate and he can prove it. You know what I mean? But shit like this, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm believing him, but you just never know. But at the end of the day, A and B is C, and the C is the truth. But do y'all think this nigga yoga stretching? I don't know, but I'm going to play that other shit from something 305 that's exposing him, and then I'm going to take some phone calls and see what the fuck y'all got to say.
Bitch, you should have kept that bitch in line. And you up in there like you, bitch, you ain't no fucking class. That
he is fighting the fast case right now.
This will fuck me up. This will fuck me up. This bitch on here talking about me being raped in prison. All right, I talked about that. That's no big deal. All right, whatever it is. I was raped in prison. It is what it is. I've been to prison. This happened 13, 14, 15 years ago. Not,
wow.
2008, y'all see that, 14 years ago. So my thing is, bitch, ain't you accused of raping bitches? Ain't you going to have accusations of finding young women for your husband that you can't keep satisfied, putting them up in a basement and in a dungeon and tying them up and you're taking off. This is what this is what you're accused of. You talking about my little scamming and stuff, but let's talk about what she's accused of. Bitch, you accused of taking off all your clothes off except for a body, having a strap off on and fucking these women in front of your husband so he can catch a nut. This is what you motherfucking... this is what you accused of. Now, you built like the Lego man, and you have this to talk about, and I'm your problem? Girl, no matter, bitch, you want a nap on the post? Ain't you accused of this? Or did that not come out and circulate? Or they changed that narrative? Or let's talk about Chicago, because we don't want to talk about how the fuck I can't nut unless my wife is butt naked with a strap on a motherfucking body fucking an underage girl in the basement. I can't nothing let that happen. So let's not talk about that. Let's change the narrative to Chicago. Girl, stop. Why the body? Joe, I don't know why the body, but that's what the fucking report says. But that's what I read. The main thing, bitch, they got more tubes that ain't no ease in their motherfucking house. It's like they got stock in the company, bitch. Ain't no ease stop you from feeling pain in the ass. The more you got to do more, you got to go get more and more surgery. More and more nips, more and more tucks, more and more motherfucking Botox and Sotox and cellophane and everything else. Bitch look like that bitch about to just give up. How the fuck your ass be the front of line, bitch? I don't know, but that's what the fuck going on. And you talk about some motherfucking, you all.
I told y'all, booty liners, nigga. Booty liners.
Stand under the comments of a bitch post. Bitch, no man. I'm not angry. Who's angry? I'm not fucking angry. I'm happy as a motherfucker, bitch. What the fuck is you talking about? Bitch, your motherfucking ass need to tune up, bitch. That bitch looks like it's motherfucking about to fall the fuck out like a bad transmission. Look how the fuck you shake, bitch. The fuck is this geometry class, bitch? You motherfucking shaped like motherfucking... bitch, you motherfucking shit. Girl, did y'all see this shit? And you won't be laughing at the post, bitch? You need to... Who the fuck is Dr. Lizzie so you start to laugh at his book? Because that's the post we need to be laughing at. Is that motherfucking doctor who did that shit? Girl. But you a trapper boy, bitch, by the potty, bitch. And you talking about laughing at the post, girl. What the fuck wrong with you? Girl, I can't wait to do what I do. What the fuck I gotta do, bitch? Bitch, nigga need algebra to fuck you, bitch. X plus square times, please excuse my dear understanding. And you worry about our last letter post. Bitch, fix your household. Fix your daughter about to lose our house. Fix the grandbaby you don't never see. Fix that. You ain't fix none of that shit yet. You got more problems. You got more problems than a little bit. Your daughter is house in foreclosure. You don't never see the grandbaby because it reminds you that you're 99 years old.
Yo, how old is Tiny? How old is Tiny? I mean, Miss Piggy. I mean, Tiny.
Bitch, we ain't talking old. Y'all want to talk about that? Y'all want to change it as the old one talking about Chicago. Okay, I guess. You got real motherfucking problems, bitch. You cancel from everything. Everything, bitch. Them white people don't want to fuck with you the most. You got this bitch in motherfucking Los Angeles motherfucking got lawsuits on you. You got a bitch in New York got lawsuits on you. Don't talk about how the feds, watching you for some of that, locking people up and tying them up and that freak ass shit too. You don't want to talk about that, huh? You ain't talking about that? You don't want to talk about that? Okay, gotcha. I don't want to talk about it either. See, this is a problem. This is what you really worry about. Let me tell you why you hate bitches like me. Because see, this is the problem. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna end this live because I got to do. But I'm gonna tell you why the fuck they hate bitches like me. This is why the fuck they hate bitches like me. You heard me? See, you gotta look. You know one thing and one thing about it, two things for sure. Yeah, man. See, a bitch like me will take your husband because I got a real dick. You be strapping on yourself and fucking them little girls with. That's the problem. That's the motherfucking problem. That's the motherfucking problem, bitch. At the end of the motherfucking day, I got a real dick and I'll take it from you. You got to put on a plastic one in the potty, bitch, and go kind of little girl into your bedroom so you can motherfucking, so he can catch a nut. And then when that don't work, bitch, you got to stick your fingers, your thumb and your forefinger in his butt. Put a little aneurysm on it so he don't feel a flinch. So he don't flinch up. You can have whatever you like. Bitch. Girl. That's the problem. See, if you think it's me, bitch. You think it's me, but the problem could never be me, bitch. Just live your life. Hey. The problem is not me, bitch. Why you never did a song with it? What's going on, King? Why you? He switch up. My pussy ain't ease on, man. Fuck. The fuck wrong with you? Bitch, I'm shaking, bitch. The fuck wrong with you, nigga? Bitch looking like a motherfucker. He lives in you, bitch. What the fuck? Circle of life. Bitch look like a Lion King, bitch. Y'all Timon and Pumbaa for real. I'm convinced that's who the fuck you is, bitch. If you don't give a bitch, girl, if you don't give a bitch every piece of motherfucking warthog motherfucking I've ever seen in life, bitch, and I'm a fat bitch telling you that. Girl, I know I can, bitch, you talking about roasting, bitch. I know I can put you on a fire, bitch, and you can make some good pie to me, bitch. I know for a fact, bitch, I can chop you up and put you in some motherfucking, in a can, some salt meat, bitch. I know it, bitch. You look like you look cooked and filleted already, like you're ready to go now, bitch. The fuck wrong with you? I know you, bitch, you put a little seasoning on you, put you in the skin a little while. Bitch, you ready to go. Bitch, you look like a motherfucking bag of hog crackers, bitch. What they call them shit? Pork rinds, bitch. You look like pork rinds. You have the audacity laughing on the pork, bitch. You got shit to do. You got a motherfucking lot to motherfucking do, Mo. You want to laugh under the pork, bitch. It ain't, I wouldn't even give a fuck about her, bitch. It's about you, because every time, bitch, I probably work you. You know what's happening. You know what the fuck going on. You know what the fuck going on. Bitch look like hog crackling, bitch. Bitch. What they call that shit, bitch? Not Archie Jerome, though. That's what it is. Bitch look like motherfucking. Bitch, you look like motherfucking. Bitch, you look like motherfucking. Which one? You look like Pumbaa Bottom. Pumbaa the Bottom. Yeah. You look like Pumbaa by the face. No, you look like McPiggy by the face. My bad. You look like, and he look like Kermit the Frog, girl. I ain't never saw nothing. Y'all should have sued him for that. Y'all should have sued the Muppets for that, bitch. Jim Henson, y'all should have sued him for taking y'all like this, bitch. No shade. Girl. Girl, yes, I'm talking about Pope Ryan, bitch. You should have sued him, bitch. But look. You look like motherfucking Miss Piggy. Piggy about a, I can't even say what your body looks like, bitch, because it's too much. It's too much going on. It's big as top bill at the bottom. Girl, your motherfucking, girl, then you got the, listen, this bitch has the audacity. Girl, then you have the audacity to be trying to walk bony. Girl, fuck me, girl. Then this bitch has the audacity. So be trying to walk bowlegged, bitch. Girl, don't sit your stupid ass down. You really think you eat it up, huh? If you was eating it up, girl, you wouldn't have to lure 17 and 16 year old girls into your bedroom if you was eating it up, sister. If you was eating it up, you wouldn't have to lure little girls in your bedroom. Think about it, sister. If you was eating it up, you wouldn't have to lure them little youngsters in your bedroom and try to con him into being your sex slave so your husband can catch a nut. Because a bitch that's eating up don't need that kind of help. Now, I'm not tripping on bitches having a threesome because sometimes you want to do some freaky shit and spice it up. But the fact that you got the motherfucking lure them into your bedroom, tie them the fuck up, strap on yourself, take off every piece of clothing you have except the fucking body, and motherfucking fuck them in your ass, so just so your husband can try to catch a nut, bitch, you have a problem. This ain't what the fuck you want, bitch. The fuck if you don't go sit your motherfucking bitch. You worry about me, bitch, and you motherfucking girl. Do you want a piece of candy? Girl, your name should be Chester, bitch. In fact, you look like the motherfucker off the Cheetos commercial, to be honest with you, bitch. Big head, little neck. You got every skirt. You
need a baggy face.
At that hoe, I don't give a fuck. Fuck that hoe. The fuck wrong with you to make him nuts? You gotta motherfucking go. You gotta go to the park and fuck his mother to the playground, pick up some girl at recess, bitch, and tell her, come on, I'm gonna make you famous. Lie at the girl. I'm gonna write you a song. And Tipper was singing. If that was the case, why Tipper never did a song with you? Cock that thing. He don't even believe in you. He think you're a fool and a buffoon, bitch. He just don't want to leave you because they feel like a power couple to him, but bitch, y'all power couple, but it went out the window, bitch, when y'all powerfully put them young girls in y'all fucking basement and tied them the fuck up. That's what a fucking powerfully way, bitch. That's what the power is. You go pick up girls at recess and go tell them, come on here, come candy for, yeah, I got candy for Tip. Come Tip wants cane. Candy wants cane. You ever heard of Tia? You go tell them, you know they heard you. So you go tell them, yeah, I heard Tia. I give him some dollars. Because next thing you know, the girl's tied up, chained up. You got on a bonnet and a strap on, bitch. He's sitting there there looking, jacking off with his thumb in his ass. And that's the fuck you got going on? I wouldn't give a fuck. Who's not being direct? I wouldn't give a fuck if you ask. I don't give a fuck ask who the fuck you want at. I'm not scared of none of the hoes. What the fuck wrong with you? What the folks gonna do? Talk about on the internet? I wouldn't give a fuck. That's what I want them to do.
Yes, hit that light, y'all.
That make my sales go up, bitch. I wouldn't give a fuck about that. That shit don't matter to me. Bitch, talk about me on the internet. Bitch, talk about I'm fat. Shit, bitch, everybody know that. Bitch, I don't hide that. My belly is not. Bitch, my belly so big it's untitled, bitch. I don't give a fuck who they tag. I don't give a fuck what the fuck they're going to do. They can't do me nothing. But fuck wrong with you? Tag who the fuck you want to tag. I don't give a fuck. A legend in my ass. Bitch, this is known fact. Fuck that. Bitch, bitch. The fuck wrong with you? They scared of 50-50. They pump T.I. every time they get a fucking chance. Bitch. That's probably who you want to fucking, to be honest with you. That's probably going to be the nutty catch. And bitch, I got a whole recording from that motherfucker. So I have to say, allegedly, bitch, I heard this with my own motherfucking ears, bitch. But at the end of the day, they motherfucking, that they motherfucker, I'm going to spill that recording, bitch. Ask them who Kitty is. When y'all see her next time, say, who is Kitty? Because Kitty has a lot to say. Ask them who Kitty is. Ask them who the fuck Kitty is. I bet you she won't answer. I bet you get blocked. Next time you see him, bitch, next time you see Miss Piggy, bitch, and next time you see Miss Piggy and Kermit, say, who is Kitty? Because Kitty be talking a lot. Bitch, this is getting started. They just don't know. They think they're eating up with a bad joke girl. Okay, I got you. Kitty. Ask who the fuck Kitty is. Just watch that. I'm dropping it before another year. Bitch, at the end of the day, that's what it is, girl. But look, okay, so look, I'm almost at my place that I need to be. You heard me? I say Kitty, not Kitty. Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y. Kitty. Kitty, that's their former maid housekeeper who just go clean up out their house. Like, yeah. Kitty was up front. They used to be amazing. I was used to it. Yeah. Asked about her. She had a lot to say. And I got a whole thing recording. just kidding like cat.
All right, y'all. Hold on. We say you want to watch this full shit. I didn't. This is my first time watching it. I'm gonna play this.
To play this game, I didn't know you was gonna report my roast and have me in Facebook jail for 30 days. Now how you gonna try to be a play roaster and a snitch? Oh yeah, you saw them views and them shares, huh? Fool, I knew you admired me because I saw you try to do a video like, man, it's an honor watching people trying to learn from the best. Now in order to win like me, you gotta be truthful as fuck. You can't be sitting on them videos telling lies because there's too many people that know me watching and they gonna know that you a whole fraud. Now enough with the intro.
All this shit is weird.
Oven by mistake on high 450 Fahrenheit. Overcooked, burnt, broccoli looking ass. Bitch, you'll make a motherfucker not want to eat a celery stick no more. Over there looking like the Jolly Green Giant on a expired can of string beans. Now, since you want to go online and pull up public records and shout out government names, I decided to give your double chin resting on your chest no neck ass a shout out too. Now, your bitch ass was on the run not because you was a gangster, because you like taking people's shit and their goddamn identity. You're not to be trusted, big nasty. And
she stopped being friends with T.I.
Knowing you got a warrant. Yeah, right, right, right. That goddamn juke joint could have waited Rodney Roussel. How dare you talk about my $1,200 pay loan? Deputies say that Rodney Roussel applied for loans in Baton Rouge using people's stolen identity and Keener. He's accused of racking up about $90,000 worth of charges and counterfeit checks. He has a history of this. We're not the only agency that was looking for him, says Casey Rayborn with the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. No, your bitch ass did not. $90,000 compared to my $200 loan. If you don't sit your strange binocular looking caved in eyeballs ass down somewhere, who the fuck gets arrested for a payday loan? Only you, McGilla Gorilla, you silverback greenhead ape. Now it makes sense. You tried to project your identity off on me. So when law enforcement came to pick you up from Candy's nightclub, they decided to ramble through your car. Boy, they said they found an ID with your picture and somebody else's name. Investigators say that same name was found printed on 6 different credit cards found in that same car. Fuck, nigga, they say everything you do is always in somebody else's name. Boy, they said from the cell phone to the apartment you lived in. And that old lady that I mentioned in the first rope that I said you stole from her, the investigator said he had a car he purchased using an old lady's social security number in Texas. Bitch, your invisible eyeballs in the daytime, dirty zipper, beady neck ass, know you dead ass wrong. You a low-life heathen fucking over somebody's grandma. Nigga, why the back of your neck folding like that? It look like you got anybody neck in your neck. That shit got to smell like apple vinegar and ass. That sweaty dirt in them creases probably done turned in the mud. You lift your neck up, it'll run down like black oil. Boy, that wide-ass neck you got look like a Chevy pickup truck tire rack. Cool, your throat look like it got the mump. That shit look like you digest dead people. A bitch need to start crying. Your ass extra throat. You extraordinary one-of-a-kind burnt tortoise. Fuck, nigga, you always going live looking like you always ready to eat. What do you have taste for, Rodney Roussel, anything? Nigga, you and this gorilla got the pushback iframe. This shit is so monkey-dickulous. I ain't never seen nobody eyeballs look like they playing hide-and-go-seek from their face. Bitch, you look like you got hit with an old Nokia cell phone and it left the dent. What in the facial CD rack is going on? I'm giving Nokia too much credit. That shit look like a 1980 phone receiver on a down. Boy, your Louisiana accent is just as counterfeit as them chicks you got incarcerated for. Instead of talking about my daughter in your roast, talk about how your ass got took in prison. That's goody for your ass, bitch. Who the fuck was desperate enough to do that? With all that goddamn food you gouged down, I know that was a shitty mess. Just got through watching one of your videos when you were talking proper standard English without the accent. Now, why the fuck would you want your viewers to think that you sound retarded for real? For the record, I have one child. My daughter has one child. I want to know who the fuck gave birth to your ugly. Yeah. Bitch, you a whole thief. Everything that come out your mouth is gonna be a lie. If being hideous was a crime, bitch, you'll get lethal injection. I think they need to pay.
Oh my God. Yo, this shit is really fucking crazy, son. Crazy, crazy. Listen, man. Listen, everybody. I just wanted to get on here and just play some shit, man, because, you know, it's a lot of shit going on, man. With this industry and this entertainment shit, there's always somebody that's on the inside, man. You know what I'm saying? And dudes like him, you know what I mean? You know, that's, you know, that like the swore fight. That like his peanut butter dog, them niggas be getting a lot of info. You know it's the gay mafia in the motherfucking industry. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, but this is what I'm going to do. Okay? I should have had to got high. Okay, I hear that. Listen, I'm going to put the number in real quick. All right? And y'all call and let me know what y'all think on this shit, man. I don't know, but it's a lot of bullshit in this fucking industry. Anyway, it's cold as fuck outside. Shaggy was cool with Tiny at one point. See, that's what I'm saying. So, of course, and that's exactly, that just made my point. It be the people on the inside. How you think we knew about the King Alfred plan, Rex 84, because somebody in the inside knew about it? How you think we knew about the Illuminati in the industry, Hollywood, because somebody that was inside talked about it? How you think we knew about Project Bluebeam? Because somebody was in it, inside, and then talked about it. You know what I'm saying? You're right. You can't be playing with people like that. But this nigga, he have to have evidence to talk like that. You have to. A lot of them niggas is getting their booty dug. They talking about Busta Rhymes. Never seen that nigga with a girl. You always see that nigga laughing and hugging on niggas. But I mean, that's just all showing love because he's a veteran. I don't know. Look at John Legend with his wife. She's talking shit on Twitter saying those PG, you know, that piece of shit. You don't have to put the whole thing in there. Don't do it because I'm a block you and kick you out. But how you think she was saying those cold words with pizza? I love them young little pizzas, the hot dogs and all that extra shit. Y'all get what I'm saying? So we got to take that shit for fucking face value somewhat, but critically analyze what's going on. So it could be true. I don't know. Y'all niggas, yes, booty warriors. What did Choke, no joke, say? He was in the club. Puff Daddy seen him. It was like fresh fish. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here. Booty warriors like a motherfucker. Yeah, he probably keep his private life private, but there was a picture with him and a nigga named Brian. You know what I mean? With titties, a strong face and thick ass calf muscles. At the Pride Parade. You feel me? So you just never know what the fuck is going on in this industry. I hope y'all agree. All right, my boy, Brooklyn the motherfucker Cali, what's good? Thank you for breaking the ice. What up, god damn it? Since everybody
what
is
up
scared.
With it? What up what with up? It? Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
I just want to know why niggas so motherfucking sensitive, man. That's a whole nigga with purple hair acting like a bitch. fucking trying to clown another bitch. Because she left a comment under some shit, or she left some laughing emojis under some shit. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, first of all, you need to get yourself together, my nigga. You looking real crazy out here, my nigga.
Right, right.
And second of all, that kind of shit going on, I'll be suing the fuck out of niggas, man. You slander my name. I don't give a fuck whatever came out against me. If it ain't been proven to be a fact, then, nigga, it's slander to me. I just hate to see nigga confused, my nigga. Like, he's black as fuck with purple hair trying to talk about somebody. He referred to himself as a bitch.
That's
how
right.
You know the nigga got a problem. Like, go sit your stupid ass down somewhere and go figure out who you really are, my nigga, because this shit ain't it. Like, we know Tiny and T.I. do whatever they do. We know the whole, that's Hollywood do whatever they do. We already know all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't right. We know it ain't right.
But can I ask a question? But I'm not saying that I fully believe them or anything like that. No, but you already know how that shit is in the industry. So,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that there is some validity to what he is saying? Somewhat?
See, this is what I do. I never think it's validity to niggas, to shit that niggas is saying when niggas get emotional about something that they say, somebody else say about you, then all of a sudden you got something to say back about them. Like, to me, what holds more weight is if a nigga like that would have came out without something happening between them two, and he saying, oh, I got the receipts, I got X, Y, Z, this is what T.I. like, this is what Tiny be doing. Don't wait. See, I'm the kind of nigga, like, I don't like when niggas wait till they get mad to try to diss dirt on you about some shit. To me, you look like a hoe doing shit like that. That's just my personal opinion. Like, if you got a real gripe with me, or you got some shit on me that, you know, you feel like you need to expose, then do that shit when you ain't mad about the interaction that me and you had, or when I ain't clowned you with some shit. Do that shit because it's the right thing to do, not because you mad. You look like a bitch. But like you said, he definitely act like it. He referred to himself as a bitch.
As a bitch. That's right. You know that nigga swore
that
fighting
what he does. Exactly. That nigga said, I got a dick and I could take it. Huh? What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What are you talking about, my nigga? Nigga, you sound crazy as a motherfucker. And, you know, we know that's the kind of shit that go on out here, and especially out there in ATL, man. That's why I don't never go out there and visit and shit like that no more, man, because it's too much craziness going down there. You know what I'm saying? I remember when my auntie used to work for Delta, and they was the only hub that flew out of ATL. That was a long time ago, too.
Right.
Them niggas was flaming all over the place, man. Like niggas in the niggas in the bars, niggas. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, them
like,
niggas stay flaming.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, my nigga. I'm a heterosexual man in America, a heterosexual black man at that. There has never been nothing attractive about another man to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. I've never even thought like that. Like, nigga, if I see a nigga got some shoes on or a hat, that's dope. Okay, that's different. But the actual nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, my nigga. It's way too much pussy out here, and I'm getting way too much pussy to be sitting up here thinking about what's swinging between a nigga legs.
That's right.
You gotta be out your goddamn mind, my nigga.
That's
like,
what I be saying. I don't know how a fucking man could look at another man like that when God made women titties.
God made Eve for Adam, not Steve, my nigga.
Yeah, not Adam and Steve.
That's how come I don't be understanding sometimes when you have same-sex couples, same, like, you want to do things in the eyes of God that's totally against what the Bible says. How do that work?
Yeah, but, people is definitely hypocrites. They Christians and all that, but go against all of the commandments and all the rules and guidelines that God done set forth. You know what I mean? We all.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
All of us. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody.
Because if that was the case, we would have been perished.
That's right.
We would have been fucking perished. Nobody is perfect. I just be thinking, like, when I look at today, the climate of today, just say, you know, me and you, we talk every now and then, you know. I'm on your platform a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you look at it, everything nowadays is so fragile, man. But the niggas that try to act the most fragile is the motherfuckers that's the most opinionated. So, nigga, you can run your mouth all day about my shit, and the minute I say something about you, then you want to play the victim?
That's right.
Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Like, that's pussy shit, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even put my hands on you. I just gave you what you dissed out, and you couldn't even handle it.
Right.
And that's across the whole board, my nigga. Like, niggas can't take no critiques. Because if you critique a nigga, then all of a sudden you hating.
Right. You can't even be truthful.
My nigga, you can't even, like you said, you can't even tell the truth, my nigga. It's hating if you tell the truth. What part of the game is that?
Facts.
That shit is nuts, my nigga. Like, how do you know? Like, to me, if I got a circle of niggas and they ain't going to do nothing to lie, but lie to me, nigga, then that ain't a good circle, my nigga. You need
Facts.
Somebody that's going to keep it 100 with you and keep you in the right direction when you start to attain success so you don't get the big head. This
right.
nigga keep me down to earth, my nigga. I can always depend on this nigga to keep it funky with me, 100 with me. But if everybody
right.
is, like I'm looking at my nigga Zion Williamson down there in New Orleans. The nigga got hurt. He was already a big nigga, but he was an athletic nigga. The nigga got hurt. That nigga eating everything. That nigga big as fuck now. Is he ever going to be able to play basketball again? But the people around him probably ain't telling. I'm just saying, like, I don't. People around him ain't telling them that shit. And then the nigga blowing up like a house and shit. He ain't going to be able to be in the league if he can't keep his weight, man.
Right.
If he can't get his shit together. But you need solid niggas in your circle to tell you, my nigga, put that gumbo down, my nigga. That's like your fifth bowl today, my nigga.
Right. Put that motherfucking sandwich down, nigga. Put that chicken down,
yeah,
nigga.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Put them beignets down, my nigga. I know this shit is delicious, but goddamn, my nigga. Do you ever want to step back on the court?
Right, right.
It's just like niggas that rap. It's just like niggas that rap. Everybody got a homie that think they nice. Everybody got one. And maybe they are nice when it comes to certain things, when it comes to this hip-hop shit. But I know niggas that can rap and can't make a song for shit. No hooks, no nothing, you know what I'm saying? But instead of telling a nigga, my nigga, you need to work on your song structure, you need to work on this, you are telling me, oh, my nigga, that's dope, my nigga. That's your, if this is your man, you don't want your man out there looking like a fucking clown.
Right.
But I didn't really hop off subject, but yeah, like any nigga that refers to himself as a bitch, it's questionable in my opinion. I didn't even have to hear no more after that.
Facts.
You saying some shit because you emotional, my nigga. You mad because these niggas clowning your crazy looking ass, and now you want to come with all kind of other bullshit. Like, nigga, you should have did that from the get go.
Yeah.
If it's really that bad.
I think at the end of the day, you know, people in the industry they do that. Just like Jasmine Wright, she exposed all that shit, but she was around all that shit for years, and she waited like over 20 fucking something years just to talk about it. So in my mind, how I look at it, why you didn't say anything when you knew it was wrong, that means at the end of the day, you went along with it. You understand what I'm saying? Or you was a part of that. You know what I mean? And then you probably woke up and then broke away after, you know, your light dimmed and they, you know, they wasn't fucking with you no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you understand what I'm saying? So that's the same with this fruit roll up right there. So he was cool with them. He probably seen a lot of shit, probably even engaging and so forth and so on. So now when he's no longer a part of their team, now he got something to say. It's unfortunate, but shit like that definitely happens. You understand? So
yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, you know, a lot of people fall out. Even in that whole little circle, we know that they doing some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't saying the same thing for no reason. But at the same time, everybody is complicit. But when they coming out telling their story, they ain't trying to act like they complicit. They just trying to point the finger at one person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, T.I. and Tiny did this. T.I. That goes for Shekana. That goes for this nigga right here.
Yeah.
And I forgot the other chick that came out and was saying some shit too. All you motherfuckers is out here getting mixed. That's what the truth is. Everybody is getting mixed. And when you fall out the fold, you feel some kind of way about that shit. Just keep it 100. Just keep
Fact.
It 100. Niggas is getting mixed. All these motherfuckers is weirdos, man. When he say T.I. like shit in his booty hole and shit, pause. I don't doubt that shit, but I'm not there, and I would never be there to figure that shit out.
Yeah, about to get off in a minute. We're good.
My bad.
No. I'm on the phone. Yeah, I'm goody, boy. So when I get off, I'm going to hit you right back. One. Yeah, my bad, y'all. But yeah, man, that shit crazy. So I'm gonna play this little bit of the interview I did with Choke No Joke, and then I'm gonna get up out of here, man. But you know, close out, Mike.
Oh yeah. I just want to say peace to everybody in the chat, man. I hope everybody having a good Saturday night. Y'all being safe, man. Staying, you know what, free. I don't even want to say nothing else. One love to everybody. One love to you, Mike, for having me on the platform, man. And it's Brooklyn and Cali, baby.
You already know Brooklyn to motherfucking Cali. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace. All right, I did this interview with Choke No Joke a couple of years ago, and I don't know the marker, but I want to you know, play it to where he talk about when he was in the club with with Sean John. Let's go.
And so, you know, she basically lied. So I know Mello know in his mind, like, yo, you was basically lying to me to get to me. Like, I should look at you kind of funny now.
That's the la-la shit.
You got the perkies, too. Let me tell you something.
When I first started,
yeah, music, cut that.
From SoundCloud, to kind of expose it to as many people as
I will.
Beyonce's little sister, but I always look at her as Beyonce's big sister because she always protects her sister. You can't say shit about Beyonce or do anything about the Beyonce, and Solange know about it because she's gonna check you because B is not that type. She's not that confrontational type.
Right.
Solange will punch you in your